On the issue of working with China and the Chinese and understanding the Chinese perspective, I would say this. It is in the interest of all of us to work with China, and it is also in the interest of China to work with everyone else in the world. It is in the interest of all of us to better, deeper understand China's fears, concerns, and aspirations, just as it is important for China to understand how the rest of the world perceived China. If China perceives that the world does not respect China sufficiently or do not understand China sufficiently, then it is incumbent upon China to use every opportunity possible, including the Shangri-La Dialogue, to get its voice heard, to make clear its stance, and to help others to understand why it's doing what it is doing. And that was why I said what I said yesterday to the media, that regardless of whether China attends the Shangri-La Dialogue, it's incumbent upon all of us also to reach out to China in different forums to try to build those bridges so that we do not end up in a situation whereby either side misinterpret or miscalculate or misrepresent each other's position. And that is dangerous. That is dangerous. So I would encourage both China and the rest of the world to have more dialogues, to create more opportunities for people to meet, especially the younger generation, for them to meet and to build trust, to deeply understand one another. Even in Singapore, in my previous portfolio as the Minister for Education, I've always reminded my students never to claim that they know China just because they have visited Beijing, Shanghai, or Guangzhou. On a similar note, I always remind all my students to never claim that they understand the U.S. just because they have been to New York, California, and so forth. And it's incumbent upon all of us to make that special effort to try to understand another country deeply so that we do not end up being simplistic in our interpretation, because that can cause us to read other people's intent wrongly, and that sets for a much more dangerous world. When it comes to the issue of China and Taiwan, I would suggest that we consider a few points. First, it's important for us to understand the history of how this issue came about. And it scares me to hear perhaps simplistic attempts at simplistic explanations that this is a conflict between democracy and autocracy, or trying to draw unhelpful parallels between Taiwan and Ukraine. I think it's important for us to really understand the reasons behind how we got here. So that's the first thing I would say. Second, I think how this issue is going to be resolved, if not managed, will have to be determined by the Chinese people. It will have to be so. Third, I would say that whether is it the Chinese people on the PRC side or the people on the other side of the Straits, on the Taiwan side, I think if you ask the common folks, they all share some similar end goals. First, I don't think the people on either side of the Taiwan Straits desire war and conflict. Second, just like anybody around the world, the people on both sides of the Taiwan Straits, they want to have the opportunity to continue to improve their lives. They want to have a sense of security, including economic security. And we hope that both sides across the Taiwan Straits, both at the people level and at the political level, will be able to open up the channels of communications to discuss where their shared future lies and where their shared interest lies. And I think this is something that is important for both sides to do.